Good morning from Austin, Texas. After the week we have had here in Texas, I could not be more overjoyed to be with you. I'm the Reverend Erin Walter, and I thank your ministers for inviting me and sharing their virtual pulpit today. Our opening words come from Alandria or E. Williams. E was a Black UU leader of great joy and indomitable force. They rose to the highest level in our denomination as co-moderator of the Unitarian Universalist Association from August 2017 to June 2020. E died last year at age 41, and if the name Alandria Williams is new to you, or even if it isn't, I encourage you to look them up after the service and soak in their wisdom that they have left as a legacy. Our words are from We Are Worthy. We are worthy not because of what we produce, but because of who we are. We are divine bodies of light and darkness. You are not worthy because of what you offer, not because of what is in your mind, not for the support you give others, not for what you give at all. We are worthy and are whole just because.
Well, I'm the Reverend Bob LaValle, and I'm so delighted to be joined by the person you just met, Reverend Erin Walter. Reverend Erin is a friend and classmate from seminary. She's also a community minister affiliated with our sibling congregation, Wildflower UU in Austin, Texas, as she mentioned. And I'll tell you, it was touch and go all week about whether we'd be able to do this live or if a bunch of pre-recordings. And so glad to have Erin here in spirit and liveness. So our music director, Susan Peck, is taking a well-deserved day off today. And folks are probably aware that Reverend Angela Herrera, our senior minister, is on sabbatical until June. Our worship leader today is Casey Spivey, and our DJ is Arnie Golarud. Our tech team is Chris Paul, Dan Small, Christine Robinson, and Erica and Alex Johnson Jimenez. Thank you to you all for your work on behalf of this congregation. And Casey has a couple of announcements.
Last fall, more than 35 members of First UU participated in the Beloved Conversations program offered through Meadville Lombard Theological School. Meadville is offering a new session this spring, and registration is open now. The content of the spring session will be all new, so prior participants are encouraged to take the program again. This program offers meditations on race and ethnicity and uses a variety of learning modes, like large group meaning-making sessions, small learning pods, and individual study. For more information, check out this week's broadsheet. A link to the broadsheet is in the chat bar. If you have more questions about the content, email Reverend Bob at blavalle@uuabq.org. Item number two, how is Zoom going for you? Our virtual services are a wonderful success, but despite that, some people are finding Zoom frustrating. Even people who are used to it sometimes feel that they are really not in the worship service. Fear not, your video tech team is hosting a special event to help you feel more comfortable with Zoom and parts of the service. Please join us on Saturday, February 27th at 3 p.m. For more information and the Zoom link, email Chris Paul at cpaul@uuabq.org. Be sure to bring any questions or issues you would like addressed. We will have experts on using Zoom on Macs, PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Hope to see you there.
All right, for our chalice lighting, I have a small piece of a Rainer Maria Rilke poem for you that we're going to talk more about in the sermon. But this little piece, I invite you to consider from Go to the Limits of Your Longing. You, sent out beyond your recall, go to the limits of your longing. Embody me, flare up like a flame, and make big shadows I can move in. That me, that I, is the voice of the divine, and our flame gives shadows for divine movement today.
Hello, UU family. I'm going to sing a song with you called Shine On Me. It's an amazing spiritual that anybody can sing. And in these days when the things that we're dealing with, the feeling separate and all of that, and things seem so hard, this is one of those songs that you just throw your head back, put it in your medicine kit. All you have to do is ask. And here's how it goes. Shine on me, oh shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me, oh shine on me. Yes, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Lift me up, oh, lift me up. Let the light from the lighthouse lift me up. Oh, lift me up. Yes, lift me up. Let the light from the lighthouse lift me up. Oh, hold me close. Yes, hold me close. Let the light from the lighthouse hold me close. So shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Yes, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine. all you have to do is just ask. The light is always there. Always. Always. Hallelujah.
Hi, I'm Marlo. I invite you to join me for Children's Affirmation. We are Unitarian Universalists. We are people of faith with open minds, loving hearts, and helping hands.
So we're all going to look up our favorite local bookseller who sells books online. We're all buying that book, right? That was amazing. Thank you for the gift of that story. So for our meditation today, I want to give you a simple practice that you can do in your day-to-day life. As you heard in the chalice lighting words where the divine said, embody me, in this time where we're connecting online so much, I want to give you a tool for connecting to your body as a meditation. And this comes to me from my friend Nakia, a racial justice general justice advocate in Austin, and I'm so thankful for her. So here's what we're going to do. And it's always by invitation, always by consent, friends, but I invite you to use your hand. And I know that not everyone has hands in the same way. So if it's not this, I invite you to transform the practice in a way that works for your body. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to breathe in as I touch and go up my thumb or finger, pause, and then breathe out. And it's a way to connect to your body and just to take 5 simple breaths. So if you'll do this with me, okay? Ready? This is a great practice to do with kids. It's a great practice to do alone. It's a great practice to do with your partner. If things get tense, you can do it at a red light. Just keep your eyes open. If it's really stressful times, you can use both hands. So like Melanie Damore said about Shine on Me, I'm gonna say put this meditation practice in your toolkit and use it when you need it. Let's take a little silence together.
Joys and concerns are braided energies in each life. When shared in community, these weave our covenant journey into stronger, sensitive community. As we hold presence with one another, sharing, listening, being attuned to each one's pilgrimage. Please use the chat bar to share first your joys and then your concerns. If you are unable to post in the chat bar, please call the church office or email caring@uuabq.org. That's caring, C-A-R-I-N-G, at uuabq.org. Leave some word of how we may support you in these times. We now share our joys and concerns as prompted. Thank you.
see each other, when we are together, when we journey on the path together, we multiply our joys and divide our burdens, our concerns. And there's so many joys, joys for sunny days after a week of snow, and joy for making art, joy for meaningful work that has an impact on our community, that brings love and justice and caring into the world. Joy for murals, and joy for our congregant, Andrew Fernside, who has brought beauty to the streets of Albuquerque all over the place. I drive by the BMX Center on Cesar Chavez. It's just amazing. Joy for cranes, joy for vaccines, and a slow return to health and normality. And joy for Jesse and Joella's birthday. Happy birthday, friends. Joy for good neighbors who share. And so many concerns. Concerns for racial justice and the necessity of voices to educate us. And that will never stop. And joy and concerns for those who are struggling with recovery, especially in this time of pandemic and isolation. Concerns for children and the impact on them, their education, the isolation, the last year. Concerns for parents and families struggling with their children as well. Concerns for a political environment that still has far, far to go. We lift up these concerns and the concerns and joys held in our hearts that are unspoken, but no less deeply felt. All these we lift up to the great powers of celebration and healing and renewal that are known by many names. Let's join our hearts in prayer. We lift up Patrick Rodriguez's mother, who entered hospice last night in Arizona after losing her struggle with COVID-19. We pray with Alana and Patrick and their entire family. May the love of this congregation surround them. We pray for our troubled system of law enforcement. May we find better paths to safety and security that serve everyone in our community. We remember our neighbors in Texas as they recover from a devastating storm made worse by free market policies that left them unprotected and unprepared. We pray for all those who lost their lives. May all affected by the storm return to heat and to shelter and to water. And may we learn the lessons of failing to respond to a changing climate. We pray for all those for whom the pandemic has been a frenzy of care and concern. For those whose work did not slow down, but who in fact are more burdened and frenetic than ever. May they know support, and may they find moments of rest and peace. We give thanks for this gathered community. May we continue to journey in grace with each other. May we see what's holy on our streets. May we see what's holy in each other. May we see what's holy in ourselves. And may we all be held in the heart of love. Blessed be, and peace be with you.
Thank you, Reverend Bob. And again, what a gift to get to be here with you, my colleague and friend from seminary. I also wanted to mention to you folks that my father was born in Albuquerque. He would have been 73 today. He died in 2003. And so I've been remembering him with love. My whole Walter side of the family is from Roswell, New Mexico. So we got a lot of love for New Mexico and for Albuquerque. I come to you with the spirit of Wildflower Church. Our mission is growing spiritually together, spreading love, justice, and joy. And my ministry is music as well as the spoken word. And so the sermon today will include an anthem embedded in it. And I just want to introduce that anthem to you and invite you into a little bit of spiritual questions as you rock out with me. So some things about the video you're going to see. The song is called "The World's on Fire and We Still Fall in Love." And friends, I wrote it in 2018. I already felt this way in 2018, and now here we are. So it's about what I believe to be our mission as Unitarian Universalists and as human beings, that we acknowledge and we don't turn away from the fact that the world is on fire, that there is so much work and transformation that we have to do, so much injustice, and there is love. There is beauty, there is music, there is art. And so how we hold those all at once in the human experience. And I loved what was said around joys and concerns, that they're woven together in any given day. So the video is a party that we threw at my house, not knowing that it would be the last time my community would be in my home before the pandemic shutdown. The last time that my beloved band Parker Woodland would play together before all of this went down. And we just knew that we wanted to video a fun party. But now I look back on it as a document of our community, a testament to joy practices. And I invite you to consider while you watch, first of all, be on the lookout for all the joy practices you can stand and name those for yourself. Some hints: wigs, bubbles, pancakes, hugs, but there's a lot. And then I want you to think about if this were the document of your most joyful gathering, what would it look like? Who would be there? What would you be doing? What would you be eating? What would be happening? Name those joy practices and those people for you in your mind, or write it down. And then again, ask yourself, and we'll talk more in the meat of the sermon, but have you been leaning into those practices over the past year? Have you been inviting people into them safely? And if not, how can you do that in the year ahead? We're going to talk about leaning into our joy practices, even in hard times. So that's my invitation to you as you watch this video. And I also invite you just to sing and dance along, even on mute. Your spirit will be felt all the way to Texas. Thank y'all.
Your fault if you trust. But there's one thing I know, it's this: opposites do coexist, and the last thing they'll ever kill is love. The world's on fire and we'll still fall in love. The world's on fire and we'll still fall in love. The world's on fire and we're not giving up. No. We're
to remember as best you can to show the real mess. It is a gift to others to let them in. All right. So I want to share with you the wisdom of Indian author and activist Arundhati Roy. She writes, "Historically, pandemics have forced humans to break with the past and imagine their world anew. This one is no different. It is a portal, a gateway between one world and the next. We can choose to walk through it, dragging the carcasses of our prejudice and hatred, our avarice, our data banks and dead ideas, our dead rivers and smoky skies behind us. Or we can walk through lightly, with little luggage, ready to imagine another world and ready to fight for it. Let's go lightly and let's think about what we're gonna leave and what we're gonna take." I love that piece. And there's a longer piece by Roy about the pandemic as a portal that I invite you to look for. But first, what I wanna leave behind, and I'm gonna keep it simple because I know we all have Zoom fatigue, so I'm gonna cut to the point on this one. I wanna leave behind negative association with darkness, which manifests as negativity about blackness and brownness and has real life and death consequences for folks who are black and brown and for all of our souls. So here's the poem by Rainer Maria Rilke, the Austrian-Hungarian poet, translated into English for you. You heard part of it in the chalice lighting, but here's the full one. It's called "Go to the Limits of Your Longing," and a friend sent it to me because it includes the line, "No feeling is final." And we're gonna come back to the darkness piece, but I wanna say about this, "No feeling is final." They knew I was struggling. It's been a hard year even before all the power went out. And "no feeling is final" means if it's hard, if you're grieving, if you're depressed, if it's, you know, all of those things, that's not forever. Remember that it's not forever. It feels like forever, but it's not forever. And like that joy you saw in the video for "The World's on Fire and We Still Fall in Love," if you're feeling joy, live into it, share it. Don't be embarrassed to be happy or to have joy, because you don't know when there's not going to be any potable water at home. You don't know when someone is going to get COVID, when who knows what is going to happen. So don't hide your light under a bushel, okay? So "no feeling is final" is true of sorrow, and it is true of joy too. So live your joy. Here we go from Rilke. "God speaks to each of us as he makes us, then walks us silently out of the night. These are the words we dimly hear. You, sent out beyond your recall, go to the limits of your longing. Embody me. Flare up like a flame and make big shadows I can move in. Let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going. No feeling is final. Don't let yourself lose me. Nearby is the country they call life. You will know it by its seriousness. Give me your hand." Friends, I have been sent to the limits of my longing, as I know many of you have. First, just in this year alone, the insurrection at the Capitol and now here in Texas, our struggles, I feel the seriousness of this country we call life. And I give thanks for any message that the divine is holding out their hand for me, that the divine is with us in the darkness. And what I love is this message, and however you picture the divine, all right, your still small voice, your beloved community, a God that is very tangible to you, however you do it, that the divine says to us to embody them by flaring up like a flame. There's our world on fire that is going to cast big shadows for God to move in. Yes, yes. So I don't know if any of you get the Braver Wiser newsletter from the UUA. I highly recommend it. It's weekly spiritual nourishment, but I wrote for it in January about the fact that I've been having a hard time sleeping. I will joke that I wake in the night so my negative thoughts can have some time to themselves. And in that darkness, though, I've had some time for songwriting and reflection and reading. And so I just loved this, that the idea that when I'm alone in the dark, when we are depressed or anxious or grieving, I lost a family member to COVID this past week. Her name was Susie Walter, and I lift her up in love. When we are in those places, that the divine is with us. You are not alone. I fiercely believe it. I would never say it to you if I didn't. So I want you to take that message with you and put it in your toolkit. And I want you to know that the dark is where life grows, in the womb, in the soil where seeds explode and it looks like destruction, but it's really birth and transformation. Darkness is a beautiful place to be if we let it. Not to say it's not hard. Never, never to fake that it's not hard. The world is on fire and we still fall in love. So I want to leave that notion of darkness behind. And I also say that because when I watched footage of the insurrection at the Capitol, I saw the anchor, who was doing a really good job, like many of us in Unitarian Universalism do, calling out what was not okay in those images and, you know, the calling for Mike Pence to be hanged. But he said, what you're about to see, when he introduced the footage, he said, what you're about to see is darker than you might even imagine. And I just wanted to say, no, it's whiter than you might imagine. It's white supremacy. It's those attitudes. Darkness is just as sacred as light. As Alandria Williams says, we are divine bodies of light and darkness. So that's what I'm leaving behind if I can. I'm gonna try. These things are ingrained. We have a lot of learning and work to do. And then when I go through that portal, I wanna bring all the joy practices, the pancakes, the trampolines, the rock and roll. Those are my tambourines. And so I'm gonna close with a little piece of scripture that to get you thinking about your tambourine. The title of our sermon, we're going to get you there. So this is the Poverty and Justice Bible. As a lifelong UU, I didn't grow up with much Bible. And I heard that the Reverend Dr. William Barber used this one, so I got it. And I love to highlight books. I love to mark them up. But this one comes pre-highlighted or highlight, I don't know. Look at all that. With sections about poverty and justice. So I commend this version to you. And the piece I'm going to read to you is a tiny, tiny bit from the book of Exodus, which the feminist scholar Carol Myers argues is the most important book of the Bible. You probably know the story. The Israelites are on the long, hard journey from slavery to the promised land. And I invite you to connect with the story in whatever way is authentic to you and your ancestors, whether they have been enslaved people, whether your people enslaved other people, whether you feel in the desert in this time of pandemic, however you may connect to this scripture. The Song of Miriam, Exodus chapter 16, verses 19 through 21. After the Israelites had walked safely through on dry ground, Miriam, the sister of Aaron, was a prophet. So she took her tambourine and led the other women out to play their tambourines and to dance. Then she sang to them. And for the word nerds out there, I want to lift up a two-letter word in that passage, so. Miriam was a prophet, so she took her tambourine and she led them out to dance. Not Miriam was a prophet, and they tolerated her tambourine. Not Miriam was a prophet, and by the way, she had a tambourine. So she had a tambourine. And what I'm leaving you with, if nothing else, is that we as Unitarian Universalists have a prophetic message for the world that you are loved just the way you are, in your light and your darkness. And we are gonna need to bring that message to people with joy. So I want you to think about, what is your tambourine? What is your instrument of joy? What is your instrument of inclusion? This is a big church and y'all have a lot going on, but you could reach even more people because we're on Zoom right now. You got somebody coming to you from Texas. So I want you to shine your light bright and invite people in and do it with joy. Thank you. Thank you for the ways you are doing that already in very hard times. Keep singing.
I think I'm supposed to say something now, but that's a hard act to follow. Thank you, Aaron. This quarter's change for the future recipient is the American Civil Liberties Union of New Mexico. The ACLU of New Mexico protects and advances justice, liberty, and equity, as guaranteed by the constitutions of the New Mexico and the United States. It is especially focused on groups that have been historically disenfranchised. You can make an offering online by clicking on the link that we'll put in the chat box. And if you prefer not to give online, you can always mail a check to the church and include Change for the Future in the memo line. Let us now exercise the enduring power of our generosity.
Ever wonder how the ties that bind getting broken all to pieces then mend themselves time after time? When mom and dad might sometimes let you down, or they never mean to hurt you, they'd take it back if they knew how. And sometimes friends will feel like family too. If you trust them with your secrets, they might just turn their backs on you. And if it's any consolation, dear, it gets better by and by. So just make the most of this old life. It's only love that gets you through. It's only love that reminds you who you are, your very own North Star. And oh, it's only love, it's only love, it's only love, love, love. Ever wonder how the bravest soul gets shaken to its core and then bounces back completely whole? I bet it feels like you're the only one with your hands up in the air, your heart up in your throat, just holding on. Trouble finds you in the darkest place like a heat-seeking missile, and your tears are burning all down your face. If it's any consolation, dear, it gets better by and by. So just make the most of this old life. It's only love that gets you through. It's only love that reminds you who you are, your very own North Star. And oh, it's only love, it's only love, it's only love, 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 love. If it's any consolation, dear, it gets better by and by. So just make the most of this old life.
What is generously given is received with gratitude. Thank you on behalf of First Unitarian Church. Thank you on behalf of my dog, Gus. Thank you on behalf of First Unitarian Church of Albuquerque, and thank you on behalf of the ACLU of New Mexico and the excellent work that they're doing. As we approach the end of our service, we do invite everyone to stick around and talk with their sibling congregants. We'll be opening breakout rooms at the end of the credits. And while you're in those rooms, I invite you to mull this question. What joys would be in your video? If you were to make a video of your joys, what would those joys be? I want to say a very special thanks to Reverend Erin Walter for bringing her considerable gifts to us today.
Oh, thank you so much again for having me. I needed to be with you after this week. My goodness. Thank you, Reverend Angela and Reverend Bob, and this incredible team of folks that you all have making virtual community so real. For our benediction, I want to invite you again, always by consent, always by invitation, want to invite you to put your hands out. If you are in a room with another person, we have learned over the past year, what an incredible gift not to be taken for granted. So I want to invite you and that person to consider, would you like to hold hands and maybe hold hands? If you're like me and you're alone in the room, I invite you to very clearly envision the person, the people whose hands you're going to hold when we are physically together again. Spirit of life and love and abundance, God of many names who knows no man-made borders and speaks in every language, I give thanks for this day. I give thanks to wake up to another sunrise, to know that no feeling is final, to savor being with these folks and for the work that they are doing. And God, I ask that healing happen for those who are sick, that anyone who is feeling lonely or estranged experience reunion and reconciliation. And may our joys sing out. May we dance boldly, and may the ripples of our joy reach those who need to feel it. With the deepest gratitude, determination, and hope, amen, and blessed be.